In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your...
No better way to come back into a Haiku Wednesday with Fred and Blake on the Fan After Dark final segment of the program. This is the last time you will hear Fred and Blake's voice before the Dallas Cowboys take flight in Philadelphia and take on the hated, filthy Philadelphia Eagles.
Where are you watching the game at tomorrow?
It's one of my friend's birthdays.
Okay.
So I'm going to go over to their house and celebrate their birthday and watch the game.
Nice.
So nice. It'll be like 15 of us over there. My, okay. Fantasy football league, if you will.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's time to lock in.
It's time to lock in, man.
It's time to lock in. No, it's, I'm excited. I got a couple things I got to do tomorrow. So, go see my boy Dan, the transmission man, drop off the whip. I got to go see my boy Stevie B, get the latest and greatest with what's going on with Miss Brazil. So, I will keep you guys, I will let you guys know what the latest. And then, of course, by the time you hear from me again, I'll have gone to Kansas on Friday to go see the boy. And their season kicks off on Saturday, or excuse me, Friday night. Chiefs, and then of course we'll be back here. And then of course we've got a Texas Tailgaters game to go to on Saturday night. So much courtesy of our boy.
It's gonna be a fun fall.
Dial on. It is about to be on.
Would you agree?
And popping. Oh, I can't wait.
Would you agree? Fall's the best season of the year.
100%.
It's my one spot. Football. Basketball, baseball is about to be in the postseason.
I'll tell you what, I will give fall the benefit because the sports calendar is off the chain.
And you got Halloween.
Weather-wise, spring is tough. Spring is tough.
Peak weather. What do you mean? You get the cool breeze.
I'm a spring guy. But you're right, because you do get to break out. It's sweater weather.
Halloween, Thanksgiving, Blake's birthday.
It is your birthday. Halloween. Girls get to hoe out and have an excuse for it, so it's good times all the way around. All right, Cowboys season, that's a no-brainer. Yep. And then restaurant etiquette, just real quick, 30 seconds or less, explain what the hell this means.
So I had headphones on at Standard Pour, was enjoying my meal, and a bunch of people were trying to talk to me with my headphones. And I'm being kind of tongue-in-cheek, I didn't care that they were talking to me, but it just goes to stand, if you have headphones in, should you talk to someone at the bar?
I love it, and we're going to find out real quick. All right, let's okay.
And to stay fair. It's another good shout.
Come on, no brainer.
This is date time. This is
Thanksgiving
too.
This is when you
lock in a date.
Yeah, like, that's fair.
Because the winter is like, hey, this is my girlfriend. This is we're celebrating Christmas. Mm. We're celebrating New Year's. This is when you lock in dates. You know, summer's over.
It's important.
It's time to start. You know, getting your lady.
I feel that. All right, do we want to do restaurant etiquette first or Cowboys?
Let's do restaurant etiquette first.
All right, I'm here for
Take
it.
Take us
All
home
right,
with
here
the
we go. Here we go. Restaurant etiquette.
Got
and,
my bell.
I borrowed heavily from Blake's situation today. Headphones on, that's gross.
Mm.
Earwax loner eats the most.
Okay.
Sits at bar. Check, please.
That was good. Stole from me. Stole
like
from
earwax my loner?
Earwax loner. I guess that's me. But I will say... I had over-the-ear headphones, therefore
Don't care.
Not
Don't
building care. Up earwax.
Don't care. Disgusting.
Side note, which one do you think is, and I'm going to go to Dylon as well, which one do you think is healthier for your ears long-term? Or your ears and your head? I think over-the-ear, standard earbuds or IEMs, which are like what I have in that are like in my eardrum. Which one do you think is better for health? Because there's a con to each.
Look, I've been wearing AirPods, EarPods, whatever the hell standard. You're calling these, earbuds, my whole life.
Those are kind of right in the middle where you're not getting the best sound quality because you're not IEMs.
Right.
Scientifically give you the best because they're like in your eardrum. Yeah. But also the drawback is it's in your eardrum.
I mean, I heard you talking the other day about how you had like some pain in your eardrum, which I've never had that.
No, not in my eardrum, just right in front of my ear.
Whatever. It sounded painful and I want no part of that. Yeah. So I'm going to stick with my $10 Sony earbuds. Thank you.
Okay. Ready for my haiku.
Let's go.
Headphones in, don't speak. Silence is the vibe I seek. Respect tastes unique. Like that?
Solid choice. I love it. I picked up
a little restaurant language.
I got it.
I got it. You can't taste unique. I mean,
I'm sure a couple people can. All right. Dylan, who had just a phenomenal performance his first time here on Hump Day Haikus. What you got?
I like my Cowboy ones better, but we'll get through this one.
I'm going to interrupt you, Dylan. We had someone text in that said, I'm not going to text until y'all do haikus.
I haven't seen him text. Well, and then somebody that I called out earlier because I said, well, he goes, oh, you're doing haikus today? And I said, yes, because it's Wednesday. And then he texted, I was being sarcastic.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
I was being sarcastic.
Okay, Dylan, take the stage.
Okay, here we go. Tip your waiter well. Don't go at the closing bell. Avoid steak done well.
Oh! I mean, can we get this guy the award? You hear that? Did you guys hear that? This guy just knocked it out of the park.
Read that one more time.
3 for 3.
Read that one more time.
Fantastic start.
Read that one more time.
Okay, here we go. Tip your waiter well.
Heard enough.
Don't go at the closing bell. Avoid steak done well.
Man.
I mean, have you heard a better put haiku?
I'll tell you what. This guy constantly schools. Right now, I mean, you are the leader in the clubhouse when it comes to the producers.
Can we put it on a t-shirt, his whole haiku? That was phenomenal.
Well, you being a server, I know you appreciated all those. So that was pretty tremendous by you. All right, I will do the Cowboys, then we'll go to Dylan, and then we'll have our boy Blake Elliott take us home. Here we go. And this is for, if you remember the Izzy McQuamu interview that I did, this will...
What say you?
Glad you said that. 10 wins, what say you? Dak is back, George... Eberflew.
Ooh.
Shoddy press wins two.
My bell's not ringing. I'm ringing it feverishly. Great stuff.
All right. Let's go with Mr. Dylan.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, here we go. Cowboys to the Super Bowl. Yeah, right. 8-9.
I didn't know where he was going at first.
What an opening line. Can you read that opening line for us?
Yes. Yeah, here we go.
That's a drop right there. All right.
I love the vocal inflection too. He jumped into
that. That is a drop if I've ever heard one.
That was phenomenal. Right.
Take us home, even though we still got a couple minutes left afterwards.
All right, this is after the Micah trade. Balanced team takes flight. No Parsons, still strength and might. Yet, no crown in sight.
They're here. They look better. But will they get the crown? Not in sight.
Mm. I don't think anybody's predicting them to win a Super Bowl this year. I think we can all be realistic about that. I mean, look, I'm getting roasted for saying they're going to win 10 games and go to the playoffs. Yeah. And I stand on that.
Cowboys make the playoffs, Lions and Ravens don't.
No, I've got the Ravens making the playoffs. I do.
I think it's funnier if I say you said they did.
No, I said that they would. I did tinker with the idea of keeping them out. In fact,
did you even write? You wrote yours down, right?
Oh, I wrote everything. Dude, look at this. Look at this.
You're going to lose that paper.
I look like I might be on the spectrum if you look at this
page.
You're
going to lose that paper.
No, I won't. What do you mean am I going to lose? I mean, look, I got pages from like weeks ago in here. What are you talking about? I'm going to lose a paper.
You're going to be able to find it quickly.
I mean, I date everything. What's the date today? The 3rd? Did you pay rent today?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have mine on auto.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I don't do any auto pay.
I don't like getting hit with fees, so.
I just remember to pay it on time.
Or you just do auto.
Nah, I don't do
it. Someone has it for you. But.
No, because I. AI. The machines.
Machine learning. I have ChatGPT to. I figured out a way to cut my rent.
Hello, Blake. We have deducted the money from your bank account.
We found a way to pull money from a different account.
And we decided to go ahead and take some more, too, while we were at it.
We took money from Fred's account, you guys.
Yeah, that's what irritates me is when you go to a bank and you want to deposit. Like, can we go ahead and see an ID? Why do you need to see an ID to deposit money in my bank account?
Yeah, if someone wants to do that, let them.
Let them do it. Let them do it. I am waiting for the day where I can go to my bank and say, somebody says, hey, some guy came and put $1,100 in your bank account. Okay.
Did you win the Powerball?
That's a great question. Guess what? We'll have to wait and see after the show.
What are the Powerball? How much time do we have? Like a minute?
I did not win, everyone. So,
okay, do we know what the numbers were?
Here we go.
Can you read the numbers for us?
3, 16, 29, 61, 69, and the Powerball, 22.
I know I didn't win. No, I didn't win. Well,
what if Dylan's on us for a diversion? He goes, I didn't win.
I didn't win.
Show ends. He's jumping up and down.
The results are still pending on if someone in the United States
out of
won.
The building. What'd you say the Powerball was?
22.
Yeah, no, I'm done.
How much was your ticket?
I spent $12.
Does that give you like better odds or was it just standard? Was it just $12 was the ticket you could buy or how did it work?
You could buy a ticket for $2. That's like the
$2 base. A pop.
Oh, so you bought 6?
Yeah.
And none of them were 23?
My Powerballs.
Or 22 or whatever?
My Powerballs were 8, 7, 24, 25, 15, and 26.
Well, you needed 22.
And I needed 22.
Dang, man. We were billionaires.
Yeah, well, we weren't. So,
guess we'll be at work tomorrow.
Guess we'll be back tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel.
We actually won.
All right. You've got them winning 34-23, the Eagles. I'm going to go 31-27. I think it's going to be a lot closer than people think.
Who wins?
Eagles. Okay. Eagles. All right. Thank you to Keith Moreland. Shout out to Mr. Dylon. For Blake, I'm Fred. Good night. God bless.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.